The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the Planter's plant food.
A really good way to start your own herb garden is to start your plants by seed. I'm Amy Grisak. I'm a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I want to give you a few tips on herbs that you can start very easily from seed and that will go really well to really help you start your own little herb collection. Now, a friend of mine, Deb, is in Italy for about a year, obtaining her master's degree in food, and of course, I'm insanely jealous. But today we are on email, back and forth, talking about starting some herbs, because some of the students want to start herbs indoors so they have something even during those winter months, which got me thinking that how easy it really is to start your herbs from seed, even ones that are perennials that may take a long time. So a few of the ideas that I gave her, of course, basil is the queen. Everybody loves basil, and it's really easy to grow. When you're starting basil indoors, especially if you're going to set it out later in the year, you're going to want to start it, a good 8 weeks, if not a little bit sooner than when you're going to set it out for after your last frost date. Basil does not like cold weather at all, as many of you probably know, that if it hits 32, it's going to turn black and die, and that's the end of the season. So to start basil, basically, it's just like starting any other seeds. You want a good clean containers, sterilized potting mix, and then you just moisten down your mix, sprinkle your seeds, cover it, and put it in a warm, kind of dark place because it doesn't need light to germinate. And once it comes up, just transplant it to, I just put mine in a big flat that gives it about 2 inches between each plant, and it's good to go. So just keep watering and then fertilize it until you're ready to set it out in the spring. But the nice thing is basil, as long as you have a good sunny window, you can grow it indoors for a long time too. Plus, when you cut basil, the nice thing is you can keep it in a cup of water on your countertop and really pick from that for a long time too. So basil is a really good one to start early, to grow your own, and then also keep on hand for as long as you possibly can through the season, because it's wonderful. Now there's some definitely perennial herbs that are very desirable to have in the garden, but sometimes there's so many different varieties, they don't know what to start and how much to invest in them. But the nice thing is they're all pretty easy to grow. Lavender, a lot of times it has a reputation for being a little fussy on germination, but once it gets going, it grows well. It grows slowly though. That's one thing you need to know, that you may get your lavender to come up, and you're going to have these teeny tiny, like maybe 1 inch, 2 inch little nubbins that first year. They're not very big at all. So it takes a good season or two to really get it going, and three or more until it really gets rolling and gets you some good flowers. So be patient with those. Thyme is another perennial that's pretty simple to start from seed. Kind of the same thing with the basil, the same procedure. And then transplant it out to larger, say a 4-inch container or even more to give it room to grow. It's not quite as slow growing as lavender, but it doesn't, just like any perennial, it doesn't take off and go gangbusters that first year. With any perennial, the good rule to follow is the first year they sleep, the second year they creep, and the third year they leap. So give it a few seasons to really take off. Lavender, though, like I said, is definitely a really good herb to start by seed indoors. Same with savory. Parsley is another. I've heard quite a few people say that you can't transplant parsley, which blows me away because I've been doing it for 20 years. The thing is, it does have that long tap root, but as long as you catch it early enough that you transplant it into an individual container, and then once you have it from that individual container and you're putting it in the ground, just try not to disturb the roots too much, but really, as long as you keep water on it, it will do just fine and grow like crazy and last really, really long into the season. Some of the other herbs I like are sage. That's another one that grows well, slow growing type thing, but it's nice. If you are starting your own seeds, you can start all these different varieties of sage, for example, at the same time. And so you're really going to have a nice selection in pretty short order. Now, there are a few herbs that don't do so well indoors, One that comes to mind, which I absolutely adore, is cilantro. It does need that chilling time, so if you're going to try to start it indoors, you would want to pop the seeds in the freezer for a few days to kind of stratify it to give it that chill time. It helps break up the seed head and helps it germinate. So that's also a good one that if you're going to start inside, you're going to need to chill it. But cilantro, the thing is it would tend to get a little leggy, I think, indoors, unless you had some really good strong light. So that one's kind of mediocre. Dill is also a hard one, just because most of the varieties, especially with the nice seed heads, they grow so tall and so crazy. Chamomile, you know, the one that for all the flowers, I love this plant, don't get me wrong. But to start it inside, it starts out all nice and cute. I mean, I have it greening up outside right now, and in the greenhouse, it's starting to green up, and little signs of spring are coming. But these tiny little plants are going to turn into monsters that are, you know, 2+ feet high and 2 feet wide. I mean, and just with white flowers all over. It's just, they're fabulous to have in the garden, not so good in the house. But as I come back, I want to definitely assure you that you can really grow a lot in the house. It's really, really easy, and it's really nice to have things on hand even before you set them outside. I have to say, you know, most of the time in the spring, I'm often posting, you know, and bragging that I'm picking basil. You know, it might just be from the basil I have on the growing in the flats that I haven't set outside yet, but it's really, really nice to be able to pick it. So I really encourage you to don't hesitate. Grab those packets of herb seeds, put them in your pots, get them going, get them transplanted, and the worst you can have are too many plants. And that's really easy to remedy by giving them to friends. So go out there, grow those herbs, and really spice up your cooking.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.